tiny, tiny little acorn has all the potential in it to grow into a massive, great, and strong oak tree. Do you know that each acorn is a 1 in 10,000 chance of it becoming an oak tree? 1 in 10,000. There's millions of acorns produced by one oak tree in its lifetime. But 1 in 10,000 chance. What would it take for this one little acorn to be a great big, strong oak tree? You think about our lives, that we have chances, don't we? Opportunities. It said in that Bible reading, Jacob said, "The Lord was in this place and I didn't realize it." That there could be moments in our life when God is speaking to us and we have an opportunity to hear his voice and to trust him and to obey him, and we get stronger and stronger and stronger. Or we just shrug our shoulders, just another day, and nothing changes. When we think about who we are, there's this great TV program which I enjoy watching, maybe you enjoy watching as well. The icon is of an oak tree, the family tree. And as we think about the Bible, there's this great big family tree in Genesis, and the sense of who they are, the potential of this family to bless all the nations on the earth, came from one prayer, one man who heard from God. His name was Abraham. Do you know that your potential is in God's promises? You might say, "Well, I'm not the cleverest in school. I'm certainly, or maybe I'm even bottom of the class. I might not be the strongest. I might not be the best at football. I might not be able to sing a note or play a musical instrument." But if you are someone who hears God's promises and believes in them, then you will become a strong and fruitful person. There are so many examples of people that God chose. And God doesn't choose the most gifted ones. He chooses the ones who are going to trust and obey. This man, Abraham, he believed what God said to him. And it said it was credited to him as righteousness. That meant that he, although he was not perfect, although he made many mistakes, that God forgave him and God treated him as if he'd never sinned at all. He was justified by faith. Angus is going to tell us more about that later. And there's this verse in the Bible that says, the family of God will be called oaks of righteousness for the display of God's glory. That comes in Isaiah 61, where it speaks about a promise about the Messiah Jesus. It's the very passage that Jesus read in the synagogue on his very first sermon. And in that same passage from Isaiah 61, it says that those who trust in the Lord will be called oaks of righteousness. This is the theme running through the whole Bible. Acorns into oak trees. And Jacob gets this promise, I am with you and I will watch over you. And he struggled a little bit with that. He said, okay, if that's true, then I'll give you a tenth. You know, he was thinking like a negotiator. But he came to trust God more and more throughout his life. He came to trust that promise. The story of Joseph, which we're going to learn about over the next few weeks. The promise runs all the way through that story. The decision of Jacob to go down into Egypt. What a risk he was taking to go down into Egypt in his old age. It was God promising that he would be with him. I am the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down into Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation. That was not the first time he heard that. And sometimes we need to hear it 2-3 times, don't we, before we really trust. But God is gracious. He gives us repeat sermons. Don't ever say, I heard that before. I heard that before. I heard that before. It's because we forget. We forget. What is the big message of the Old Testament? They forgot. That's why Isaiah said, did you not know? Have you not heard? Of course they'd heard. Of course they knew. But they forgot. So we need to be reminded. Joseph, how many times did he think that God had forgotten him? Had he forgotten God's promise? Let's pray. I'm going to read from Psalm 139. I like to read a psalm when I pray because through the psalms I learn how to pray. Have you ever wondered, I don't know what to say to God? There's 150 prayers in the middle of the Bible, and we can use them. And I'm going to use this prayer today from Psalm 139. It's inspired by the fact that Jacob had run away. This psalm talks about how God knows us. He's with us. He made us. He hears us. He leads us. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Just think about our own lives. Is that something that you can think about today, that God knows everything about you? Before a word is on my tongue, you know it, Lord, completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. What are we going through this week? What are we going through this summer? What's happening in our life? God goes before us. God is behind us. God is with us. He made us. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Lord, when we look in the mirror, sometimes we think, I'm not the right shape, or I'm getting old, or I wish I looked different. But you have made us, and you never make mistakes, that we are wonderfully made. And I pray that each person here, each boy and girl, each adult, will achieve the potential that you have placed on their life, that they will grow from acorns into oak trees, trusting in your promise. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Is there anything today that we're anxious about, that we want to pray to God about? In the silence, just to bring that to God. God knows our thoughts. Bring it to Him as a prayer. Thank you that we can cast all our anxiety upon you, Lord, because you care for us. And we thank you that you know the future. And help us to trust your promises today and to keep your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing.